The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Polkowski, please.
7:34 PM.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 17th, 2019, faxing to three newspapers designated by the Board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Also posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Polkowski, may we please have a roll call?
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
Ms. Brooks?
Here.
Ms. Emery?
Present.
Ms. Figueroa?
She's on her way.
She's on her way, or?
She got rear-ended, so she'll be.
She okay?
She's okay, yeah.
She's all right?
She'll be here.
Dr. Grantham?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
And Dr. Riamaki?
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Emery, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Malloy, would you please serve as the process guardian for tonight's meeting, sir?
Yes, Madam President.
Thank you. I'd like to open with President's comments with resolution, action item 19PR001. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the following proclamation for Special Education Week. Whereas the week of May 13th, 2019 is being recognized as Special Education Week in New Jersey, and whereas the staff of the Clinton Township School District make a major contribution to the education and public welfare of the special education students placed in their care, and whereas we commend them for their dedication to ensuring a safe learning environment for all students, and whereas it is with the express request of the superintendent and the Board of Education that this proclamation supports the upcoming Special Education Week as a way to celebrate all successes and acknowledges these special individuals' achievements and encourages the ongoing quality of education given to each student. Now therefore be it resolved that the superintendent and the Board of Education of the Clinton Township School District proclaim the week of May 13th as Special Education Week. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 19PR001.
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. Brooks, second.
Second.
Mr. Malloy. Questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries, thank you so much. The Clinton Township Board of Education is a nine-member board. Currently, the board has a recently vacated seat that must be filled by statute. The board will interview interested candidates on Tuesday, June 4th, 2019, at 7:30 PM here in the CTMS auditorium. Interested candidates should submit their name, address, and phone number, and an email address, along with a letter of interest and resume to Mr. Michael Polkowski, our interim board secretary, school business administrator, at email designated boeinterest@ctsdnj.org. Interested candidates can also drop off their contact information, letter of interest, and resume at the Clinton Township Board of Education office located at the Round Valley School with the address of 128 Cokesbury Road, Lebanon, New Jersey, 08833. The deadline for a candidate to submit this required information is Friday, May 31st, 2019, by 4:00 PM. A member of the board office will contact interested candidates to confirm the receipt of their information within 48 hours after documentation has been submitted. If you do not hear from a member of the board office within 48 hours after you submit your paperwork, please call 908-236-7235, press 2 for the business office, and then press 5 for the business administrator, and ask to speak with Robin Bennett. Interested candidates must meet qualifications under NJSA 18A:12-1. He or she must be a citizen and resident of Clinton Township for at least 1 year, be a registered voter, be able to read and write, and notwithstanding the provisions of NJS 2C 51-1, or other law to the contrary, he/she is not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19:4-1. It is great sadness that I share with the Clinton Township community of the passing of Ms. Sandy Miller. Ms. Miller was a bus driver for the Hunterdon County ESC and drove students for Irvin Raphael, all for Clinton Township students, for well over 4 years. Mrs. Miller loved her job and really enjoyed driving students to and from school. She left behind her husband and 3 grown daughters. On behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I would like to send our most sincere condolences to the Miller family and hope that the wonderful memories they have of their wife and mother will carry them through this difficult time. I'd like to now move on to the report of the Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Michelle Cohn. Dr. Cohn, may we have your report, please?
Yes, thank you. The enrollment report this evening is 1,219. Our suspension report, we have one-day in-school suspension, and we have 2 half-day in-school suspensions at Brown Valley. Our HIB reports, we have this month on the agenda. There is an additional HIB report for the, there are 3 in total for first reading, and then there is 19 for second reading. I would also like to congratulate the following teachers for completion of their masters in special education on Saturday: Dottie Daniello, Kim Kilroy, and Justine Snyder. I'd also like to read a statement regarding a letter that came out this afternoon from me to the community, to the staff, and to the parents regarding the Teaching Assistant Program. This is budget time for schools across the state. As you know, we've had a glimpse of what is going on and going to happen in Trenton, which affects all of us in education since the governor gave his budget message in February. I think all of us here understand the circumstances that we are confronting. I recently went to a superintendent's conference in Trenton, and everyone there was discussing what they are going to have to do to meet this year's coming budget projection. It is clear to everyone that we are not going to get the money we need from the state to cover our budget estimations for the next year. Let me be very clear about our priorities as we go through this process. This board has always put the students and their needs at the forefront of everything that we do. Each year, at about this time, we are required by law to review and evaluate teaching assistants based on the need, and then hire teaching assistants according to the coming academic year. We're required by state law to inform all staff, including the teaching assistants, by May 15th of this assessment and the renewals. In this process, we are making decisions about hiring after this assessment is complete. Keep in mind that the state has essentially said to us that Clinton Township does not have the student population it did 10 years ago, so they are cutting our aid. Now it is up to us to figure out how to deal with those cuts while maintaining the quality of education that we cherish here in this district. Due to the following factors: decreasing student pupil enrollment, current and expected future reductions in state aid, and uncertainty regarding the district's staffing needs for teachers' assistants, we are evaluating the Teaching Assistant Program for the 2019-20 school year. That does not mean we will not have teaching assistants. If there are certain student needs that require a teaching assistant, we will put out a notice and match the qualification of the teaching assistant with the needs of those particular students. Currently, the administration anticipates posting for the open teaching assistant positions sometime in June 2019, and the current teaching assistants are encouraged to apply to the district for employment at that time. I discussed this with the leadership of the Clinton Township Education Association this past Tuesday, May 7th, so they were informed of what we were considering. Between the reorganization that we went through over the summer last year and what we're doing this year with the Teaching Assistant Program, we will maintain the tenured faculty that we now have and will comply with the IEP-driven recommendation regarding teaching assistants. Now it's up to us to deal with the cuts, to continue to provide the quality education the district is committed to while matching student needs with qualifications of individual teaching assistants. We also feel that we will maintain the high standards of education that is the hallmark of this school system. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cohn. Looking for a motion, please, for action item 19SU020 to 19SU022.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Malloy and then Ms. Brennan. Questions?
Yeah, I had a question about the just one of the phrases in your letter. So you said that it was clear that we're not going to get the money that we anticipated. Are you saying that the budget that we passed last month is overly optimistic with the state aid that we're getting? Or are you saying that that was appropriately anticipating cuts? Because we did have cuts budgeted in there. So I'm just trying to understand if
you sort of got updated information. So what I'm saying is that as last year, although we prepared a budget that was a wonderful budget, we also were faced with $302,000, excuse me,
right,
loss in state aid. So what I'm saying is that we just don't know what will happen.
Okay,
so
I was just wondering if you were sort of getting a heads up, like, wink, wink, another $300,000 is going to come be cut this summer.
Right.
So you don't know that?
Not for sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
May we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Reed-Mackey?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No one may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Good evening. I'm Anna Kirk, a resident of Clinton Township for 22 years now, and the mother of four children who were educated in this district. My youngest, Peter, is still a student here in seventh grade. My eldest daughter and her husband, who are also residents of Clinton Township, are expecting their first child in June. So we have a future Clinton Township student already in the works. In addition to all of that, I am a teacher in this district. I teach third grade at Round Valley School. As you can see, my family is heavily invested in the success of this school district. I would like to talk to you about my third child, my daughter Emily. When Emily was a toddler, we began to notice that she had some developmental difficulties. She was not reaching all of her age-appropriate milestones. She would not make consistent eye contact. Her speech was delayed, and worst of all, she had tremendous difficulty with social situations. She found it very difficult to talk to people, even at family events. She would not respond to the simplest prompt. After testing, it was concluded that Emily was on the autism spectrum. Since our first two children had never experienced anything like this, my husband and I were perplexed and turned to our school district for help. The teacher appreciation theme at Round Valley this past week was superheroes. And quite honestly, that's exactly what those first professionals from the Clinton Township School District were. Superheroes for our family. To make a long story short, the team of highly trained teachers, teaching assistants, therapists, counselors, and child study team members swooped in and rescued us and our little girl. With their help, guidance, and expertise, Emily learned to make eye contact, initiate and maintain conversations, navigate social settings, and, when in need, advocate for herself. Over the years, with much hard work, Emily thrived. It was not always easy, but our family knew that the staff at the Clinton Township School District would do everything they could to ensure Emily's success. Just as a side note to Emily's story, it was only after we specifically sought help for Emily that my husband and I realized that this district was one of the top districts in the state of New Jersey with regards to autism education. We learned that other districts were trained by our experts in the field. My husband and I knew before moving here that Clinton Township was an exceptional school district, but we had no idea how truly exceptional it was. Fast forward many years. Emily is now 20 years old and a culinary student at Middlesex County College. Last week, she had to write a paper in which she had to list, among other things, her strengths. She noted, quite significantly, that one of her strengths is her social skills. She wrote that she considered herself a good communicator, able to hold conversations with many different people. She said that she has also discovered, after giving several presentations at college, that she is skilled at speaking in front of a group of her peers. How could it be, I wondered through my tears, that this self-assured, confident young woman was once the scared, uncommunicative child who hid under tables and refused to make eye contact? The answer lies in the foundation that this district provided for her in her formative years. Without the highly skilled and highly trained professionals, teachers, teaching assistants, many who are here now, her teachers who are, many who are here now, and other support staff who worked with her diligently from preschool to eighth grade, Emily would not be where she is today. And that is why, as a mom and soon to be grandma, I am so disheartened by so many things that are going on in this district today. I would like to see our teachers and all staff with a fair and settled contract. I want to see us hire and, just as importantly, retain the best teachers, teaching assistants, and all staff out there. I want morale among our amazing educators to be sky high, as it was when my older children were students here. I want children who struggle now, like my Emily children, to become successful in their lives and one day look back and say that our district was an integral part of that success. Thank you.
When you're finished speaking, if you could just sign in on the sign-in sheet.
Thank you. Sign in, Nana Anna.
Thank you.
Danielle Nugent, 145 Main Street in Lebanon, and a teacher at Round Valley School. And just to give a little bit of, so you know where I'm coming from, when you're a third grade teacher like Anna, your third grade team, right, all those other teachers, that's your team. Those are your people, your tribe. When you're a gym teacher, it's the other gym teachers and the unified arts teachers. When you do what I do in an ABA classroom, your tribe is your teaching assistants. So that's my tribe. Those are my people. That's my team. I work with the most authentic, beautiful, and clever children in the entire district, and you can all fight me for that honor if you'd like. But because the children in my program are so fiercely authentic, they're also the most vulnerable children. And this is why they require and deserve the most highly trained and dedicated staff that Clinton Township has to offer. Every minute of every day, our teaching assistants in our ABA classrooms use their years of training and experience to provide the highest quality education to our deserving students. These exceptional people are trained to execute behavior plans, deliver reinforcement, take and analyze data, prompt, fade prompts, promote communication skills via communication systems, And that's just naming a few things, while at the same time keeping in mind that children deserve to be allowed to be just kids, and maybe they steal a piece of chocolate once in a while. I live this truth every day, that I am 100% confident that an exceptional teaching assistant makes the difference between a kid who's successful and happy and a kid who struggles. When my team returned to my classroom Friday afternoon with the news that they weren't being renewed for the following school year, I was deflated. And nevertheless, my professional and loyal to the children teaching assistants carried on and ended the day with the students as if they hadn't had their worlds rocked. At first, I was taken aback to learn that they weren't given the same option as the non-renewed tenure track teachers were on Friday, which was that if they felt they needed to, they could take the rest of the day off. But upon reflection, I suspect that administration knows that my teaching assistants are so specialized and important that they couldn't do without them, even under the circumstances. So I ask the board and the administrators to seriously consider the value of my teaching assistants beyond dollars and cents. I know it's hard. You can't put a price on the level of training and experience our ABA teaching assistants have. As I write their letters of recommendation so they may interview with Clinton Township School District in hopes of getting their jobs back, it guts me to think that they may take these letters and their experience to some other district with some other kids. I ask my tribe of teaching assistants to believe me when I say that I could not, and I don't want to, do my job without you, not even close. You're important, you're appreciated, you're loved, and you deserve to hear it, so thank you.
Keep going, because I'm still writing my name. She needs more applause. My name is Megan Lazovic. I live at 8 Haytown Road. I have a first grader in the township, and so I'm a parent. I'm not a teacher. I don't work in education, and frankly, I didn't prepare anything for tonight. I feel a little strange going after two prepared statements, but I just felt the need. I felt compelled to come up as a parent, even a parent that is not in the program that Danielle works in, but I recognize the need. And I just felt an immediate disgust when I read and saw how these teaching assistants were treated. Again, I don't work in education, so I don't necessarily understand how it works. I know you have a hard job. I know all of you teachers have a hard job. I work in market research. I work in a small company, and I do take part in hiring and retention of employees. And just from a business standpoint, it's a little shocking to see that you would have these great people that have dedicated so many years, that are so valuable to the community, that you would be dropping them for $23,000. When really, that's money right there in training and hiring and securing new people. It's really just not money that I would spend, that I would cut. For what we're losing here, which is, really good people that, yes, maybe they'll get their job back, but what are you doing to them in the meantime? That's just not how I would treat my employees. I would hope that the township would not treat their employees that way. So as a parent, I just want to state that I really do not agree with how you are treating these teachers. I hope you can support them. I think someone talked about how important it is to have morale, and all of that trickles down to our students. They feel it, I'm sure. Parents feel it. Please, parents, come behind me, even if you've prepared nothing like I did, and just stand up here and say, teachers and staff, we love you, and board, please, please support them. Thank you.
My name is Stacy Ann James. I'm a TA at Round Valley, and I live in Clinton. This is the second time that I've gone down this road with Clinton Township, and I love what I do. I'm a TA, and I always gravitate back to the students. Let's stop taking our TAs for granted, please. We feel so undervalued and unrewarded. TAs are not just mothers helping out in the classroom, as many people assume we are. We are the lifeblood of our school system, especially when contributing to supporting learners with IEPs and disabilities. But the poor pay and terms and conditions associated with the role paint a negative image of TA work. I question, do our elected representative understand the importance of the TA to our education system and our children? I work with an extremely dedicated and hardworking team at Round Valley. Going the extra mile was simply part of the job. Phrases such as safe haven were not a part of our everyday vocabulary, and most teachers, not all, viewed the TAs as useful colleagues. So TAs have dealt another blow this year. This treatment contributes to TAs being seen as less than. Trust me when I say TAs feel unappreciated and taken for granted, which lowers morale. There are TAs with degrees, myself included. Some were qualified teachers and many others who were fantastic at their jobs, regardless of their qualifications. I never fully understand the lack of respect from which teaching assistants often suffer. I'm not talking about from students either. From what I've seen, there's generally a lot of respect from the kids with whom teaching assistants work with, alongside a whole load of love. Of course, we also bear the brunt of particularly awful behaviors, but I reckon the chances are, if you ask any kid who their favorite member of staff is, a TA will be in the top three. Unfortunately, I'm talking about our treatment by schools and in the wider education community. The lack of respect can be found in factors such as barely ill-defined roles, meaning that TAs often have to step up to teach without being paid for it. Training and accreditation as an afterthought, which is ridiculous considering the highly specialized role that we fill, and a general lack of status within the system for which we work so hard. I think a lot of this has to do with the still prevalent hierarchical structure that schools use as a scaffold that puts TA on a very low rung. I also think a lot of it is to do with the willing exploitation of low-paid workers by more unscrupulous institutions. And unfortunately, I'm pretty sure there's also an aspect of class snobbery thrown into the mix there too. And unfortunately, I'm pretty sure, well, I read that already. I was gonna read that twice about the class snobbery. The teaching assistant role is one that, due to its very nature and the aspects that it encompasses, should demand a huge amount of respect within the educational community. I encourage schools and local authorities to work towards making the TO role more inclusive and involved. TA should be encouraged to attend PD courses, be involved in in-service training days in schools, be encouraged to take a bigger part in school meetings, and have clear goals around career progression. The TA often knows more about what's happening on the ground than other staff, and should be encouraged to share this information with school stakeholders, including parents of learners with IEPs. Can the strong team of TAs working in Clinton continue to deliver much-needed support to our vulnerable learners when their jobs are already being seen as largely obsolete by the board and administrators? I hope so, for the sake of our learners and teaching staff, and for the future of education. And finally, until value is placed on the difficult job that teaching assistants do, in even more difficult circumstances, we do not get the respect we deserve. So I say this to the teachers, value the people who work with you in your classroom. Be a model of this in the place that you work in if it's suffering from the problems I've described. Don't let them disrespect your crew. I sometimes wonder if teachers could have the opportunity to advocate for us TAs, if that's what becomes necessary. We might move towards causing a shift in attitude towards the TAs. So here's to all my fellow TAs. I raise my glass to you all on a job well done. Thank you.
Yes, Suzanne. Hello, my name is Tracy Carew. I have been a special educator for the Clinton Township School District for 17 years. Throughout these years, I have had the privilege of working closely with many of our incredible teaching assistants. Although I understand and am well aware of the budget concerns of the school district, I am concerned about the decision to eliminate the current teaching assistant positions. As we plan for the upcoming school year, I have major concerns on how this will affect our special education population. Currently, we have incredible, dedicated, and talented individuals who have developed strong relationships with their students. These teaching assistants are not only critical throughout the year, but also help our students as they finish up the school year and plan for what comes next. For many of our students, the changes that come with moving to a new school or a new grade level are alleviated by the constant of a known and trusted teaching assistant. Though these teaching assistants are not always paired with the same students, the relationships they cultivate with their students serve as a strong anchor. Unfortunately, this new plan changes the status of our trusted professionals to prospective new hires. It does not acknowledge the positive impact they have made on the district and the students they work with. The board is risking losing some of our most valuable staff who have, in my opinion, one of the most challenging jobs. It is difficult for districts to find flexible, reliable, and trustworthy teaching assistants who work to ensure that the needs of the children are being met. We have that now with our current teaching assistants and are risking losing the people we already know are really good at their jobs. In the end, the positions may be filled, but at the risk of losing people who know the students, know the high expectations of the district, know and in many instances live in the community, know the procedures, know the faculty, and know how important each and every child is. Clinton Township District has a well-deserved reputation as a strong school for all students. It is wonderful that the board is making a note of Special Education Week as part of the board meeting. With this in mind, I ask you to reconsider these important decisions for our students and our current teaching assistants.
Hi, my name is Laura Callow. I teach the learning and language disability classroom here at the middle school. I have also had the privilege of working with some of the most talented, dedicated, and caring individuals who work closely with our special education population to ensure student growth and success, not just in academics, but socially and emotionally. They have created a bond with the student population in which they go above and beyond to facilitate experiences in which our students feel proud, confident, and successful. Our teaching assistants are a valuable asset to the teaching team, to our district, and to our students. The people you are not recommending for future employment have touched the lives of our students and our staff by writing to students as a pen pal after being moved to a different school mid-year, purchasing sneakers for a student in need, bringing in games and equipment for students to use during recess as a way for them to better interact with their peers, playing badminton with a student who wants to learn how to cooperate during team activities, running along with our students so that she could finish the mile for the very first time, purchasing items and supporting students at TREPS events, staying past contract time to make sure a child gets home safely, attending Special Olympics to support students in the district who compete in the events, and literally fixing furniture in the classrooms, and teaching a sixth grader how to tie his own shoe for the first time. In the end, we hope you reconsider and decide to recommend for employment the 2019-2020 school year our effective and valuable teaching assistants.
My name is Robin Kiefer, and I have been an eighth grade teacher in Clinton Township for 18 years. Last week was Staff Appreciation Week. I would like to thank the PTA and all the parents involved for everything they did. Unfortunately, Staff Appreciation Week coincides with this board meeting where staff are rehired for the next school year, which makes the week stressful for the staff. We had all seen the budget and knew of the proposed 19 staff cuts. While I may not have agreed with all the positions being cut, the staff knew it was coming. However, we were not prepared for what happened Friday afternoon. The budget proposed cutting 5 TA positions. Those cuts would have been difficult as TAs are vital to the running of our school. However, instead of those 5 cuts, all the TAs were fired and told if they wanted their jobs, they could apply for them again in July when they were posted. The staff in my building was shocked and saddened by this decision. When I talk to teachers in other districts and they ask if they should apply to Clinton Township, I always say no. And it's not why you think. After 18 years, I've become accustomed to working under an expired contract. What I cannot get used to is the increasing level of disrespect towards the staff. We used to be a team that worked together for the students of this district. This staff is no longer appreciated for our knowledge or our experience. What happened to the TAs on Friday is my breaking point, is the worst thing I have seen happen in this district in the 18 years I've been here, and I could not stay silent. These members are vital to our staff. They can't sit around for 2 months and wait for job postings and see what happens. The idea that they have to reapply and interview for jobs they've held for 10 or 20 years is disgraceful. Do the right thing and have your administration figure out what positions are needed and rehire the TAs without having them reapply to this district. Show them the respect they deserve for all their years of service and value their contribution to the school community.
Hi, my name is Ellen Sidberry. I'm a teacher here, and I am also a taxpayer here. I try to be involved with everything that's going on with the school district and in the community, and I don't think I missed any budget presentations. So, like Robin just said, I was very surprised when the letters came out last Friday. We were expecting cuts. We know we've had cut in aides. We know we've had declining enrollment. I've heard that for the past couple of years. But to treat staff in this manner, I just don't understand it. I just stay confused by what this district does. I've lived in 5 different states in 2 different countries, and I tell everybody, I have never seen teaching assistants as professional as the ones in Clinton Township. And I mean that. You guys are amazing. The one other thing I'm baffled about looking at the agenda for tonight is looking at ESY. There's a little paragraph at the beginning of it talking about prorated pay, but I did notice that all of the teachers have been given a salary when we haven't settled the contract. And if you look at our expired contract on page 25, it talks about work during the summer and how pay is attached to the following year's salary. So I ask that if you are on the personnel committee to please refer to that. Thank you.
I'd like to close the floor now and open the floor for the public comment section, first recognition of the public. Same parameters that apply for the public comment section on agenda items only apply here as well. If you'd like to approach and speak to the board, please go to the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 10 minutes. Seeing none then, I'd like to move on to the report of the school business administrator. Mr. Polkowski, please.
Sure. Up for approval is our April board secretary and treasurer report, our finance transfers, the resolution stating that we have enough funds to cover our expenditures, as well as minutes from the January 7th and February 25th, 2019 board meeting.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 19BA030 through action item 19BA033.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Malloy. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Dr. Yamaki, any questions for Mr. Polkowski? Nope, seeing none. May we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Yamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Graham?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to the portion of the meeting where we have our committee reports. Our first report is Facilities and Finance. Mr. Malloy is the chair of that committee. Mr. Malloy, may we have your report, please?
Thank you. Since our last public meeting, the Finance and Facilities Committee did not have a session, what with the budget season behind us. So you'll notice a lighter than normal agenda for Facilities and Finance tonight. We only have 14 items. Payment of bills, continuing ed for staff, approval of an occupational therapist, approval of professional development training for a district ELA teacher, professional development for Immaculate Conception staff, approval for Laura Jaw to do training prep, PMG training for ELA through Living Literacy, some textbook purchases for grade 4 social studies, some tech purchases including firewall and router services, and a renewal contract for our wireless controller support. At some point, can somebody explain to me what wireless controller support is? Because that would be great. IEP approval. We thank the donation by Clinton ShopRite for food, snacks, and drinks for the chaperones of the recent Golden Eagle Singers trip. And an addendum to our Masseo's contract. This is the third annual renewal of a 5-year contract. The addendum states essentially that it is a break-even provision, meaning that the management fee paid to Masseo's shall not exceed revenues provided to the district by Masseo's food service. So, with that stated, I move action items 19FF234 through 19FF247.
Thank you, Mr. Malloy. Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Second, Ms. Brennan. Any questions for Mr. Malloy this evening?
I have a question. So the Masseo's contract says that we have found that they are performing the services in an effective and efficient manner, and I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about how we've assessed that, because I have concerns about
sure.
the quality of the food, and that's not necessarily effective or efficient.
I can start, and if you want to jump in. Yeah, there was an RFP last year, and Masseo's was put into competition. They did win that contract, and they, first and foremost, issue you have to deal with any food service contract is full compliance with all FDA regs that are set forth for the schools. That is the floor. Mm-hmm. Full stop. They provide food, they provide lunches in compliance with all FDA regs as outlined, all federal regulations as outlined. They do so in an efficient manner, and they won a competition to do so last year.
Okay, but this is renewing it.
No, this is an addendum to the third year about a break-even provision. This isn't necessarily renewal of the contract. It's an addendum to the existing third year.
Okay, so this is just continuing the contract that they
That's right, and basically have. It's an addendum about the break-even provision.
Okay, so the effective and efficient is just, are they in compliant with FDA requirements?
Well, that and they're effective and efficient, yes.
I'm asking though what the evaluation criteria is, and you just said the evaluation
That's
is
the
that
floor.
They're...
There were other criteria within the RFP, which we can show you the results and the write-ups if you'd like, but do you want to talk to this, Dr. Cohn?
I can talk a little bit about, the Federal Agricultural Department has the nutritional guidelines, which they do comply with, and so that is the base one level for everything. We did have a meeting, and we do have ongoing discussion, and we'll have them come in again this summer. We do have an annual meeting to talk about food offerings. They're very open to suggestions, any feedback we get from parents. They did provide some additional support this year to parents coming to the visitation day, having samples and for parents to see what was available. The other thing that they did offer this year was a nutritionist for any student who may have nutritional requirements to work directly with the family and with the family's doctor for the children. So we do that yearly, you know, getting feedback, and we can do that again this summer, have them come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a follow-up? Do you have specific concerns?
Well, you know, I only have my own experiences with PMG, but I'm concerned about the snacks that are offered the young kids for purchase after lunch, which entail cookies and ice cream and hot pretzel. And, you know, the guidance that we got as parents basically said, you know, these are below a certain calorie limit and sugar content limit. And, you know, what sticks in my mind was years ago going into a CVS and seeing a display of Pixie Sticks that were advertised as low fat. And so, you know, I'm concerned that, you know, certain guidelines don't necessarily capture all of the
that makes sense.
That we might want. I will say my kid has come home with leftover blueberries that he has not eaten, and of the things he's come home with, you know, the baby carrots are fine, the apples are kind of meh. The blueberries were not blueberries. So, you know, I'm just concerned about that quality.
That's noteworthy, I think. We're all parents, we've all used it, we've all seen our kids come home with stuff. I think, unfortunately, though, the guidelines about caloric intake, fat, and, right, low-fat Pixie Sticks, yeah, those, unfortunately...
They're gluten-free, too.
Yes, they are. They're gluten-free, and they're safe from all the eight common allergens, right? Unfortunately, I think those guidelines are state and federal. And I do think Massios is very receptive to listening to the concerns of individual parents or groups of parents about alternative offerings.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Mrs. Emery?
Yes, from Action 19 FF234 through Action 19 FF246, and no to Action 19 FF247.
Okay. Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
And Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rimaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to our personnel committee. This evening, under our personnel on the agenda, we have 21 action items up for approval. We're looking for approval for transportation liaison effective July 1st of 2019. Also looking for the hire of a 0.5 secretary at PMG, replacing a former employee. We are accepting with regret the resignation of a health office aide at Patrick McGarren School. We also have a request for a job shadowing requirement for a student from Cedarville University's occupational therapy program. In addition, we're also seeking the renewal of employment for a CTAA administrative staff, CTEA teaching staff, CTEA secretarial staff, CTEA custodial maintenance staff for 2019-2020 school year. We will also look to approve the continued employment for non-affiliated staff and administrative support for the 2019-2020 school year. This summer, the district's looking for custodial help, and therefore we are looking for approval to hire summer custodial work at the rate of $13 per hour effective July 1 for the 2019-2020 school year. Clinton Township School District has an extended school year program that starts on June 24th, 2019. It goes through July 30th, 2019. Therefore, we're seeking approval for staff members to work the extended school year program. So with that, I'd like to move action items 19PN214 to action item 19PN234.
On the addendum, it says there's an added 235.
Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. 235 as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking for a second, please?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Malloy. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
I'd like to abstain.
Abstain from all personnel?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rehamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to our policy committee, Ms. Brooks is the chair of that committee. Ms. Brooks, may we please have the report of your committee?
What are you going to do if I say no?
I don't know.
All right, the policy committee had a virtual meeting due to the light nature of our 2-1 action item. Yes, it's on here, the number's on here twice, but there was only one action item, which was to approve the second and final reading of two bylaws, one for time, place, and notification of meetings, and one for agenda preparation and advanced delivery of meeting materials. That being the case, I'd like to move for approval of action item 19 PC007.
Are you looking for a second, please?
Second.
Second. Ms. Emery, questions?
Was there any change to these? They were in the last.
No change.
They have to go through two readings, so we do a first reading, and then everybody gets time to think about it, and then we do a second reading in case there were any questions or issues that need to be resolved. So this was the second reading.
Awesome. Okay. Roll call, please.
Okay, Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rehamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Back to Mrs. Brooks. She is the chair of the curriculum committee. Ms. Brooks?
Most likely because we are nearing the end of the year, the curriculum committee also had a light agenda for this month and met virtually. We looked at three different field trips, all at board expense, to Child's Play Assembly, the Wax Museum, and fourth grade field day. We also authorized the submission of the three-year comprehensive equity plan for years 2019, 2020, 2020, 2021, and 21-22 to the Hunterdon County Office for approval. We approved a doctorate student from Cobble University, Michelle Rosenberg, to conduct an anonymous survey of administrators and teachers. And that being it, I would like to move for approval of action items 19 CUR-050 through 052.
Looking for a second, please.
I'll second that.
Questions for Ms. Brooks? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rehamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Feasibility of school closing does not have a report this evening. I'd like to open the floor to old business of the board. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it's a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to business of the board. Any members of the board have an old topic for this evening?
Two things. First, and I know I'm not supposed to say personal statements, but Mrs. Kirk? Wow, what great news. Congratulations. That's amazing.
I have not had nine since last week, but she asked me to leave the
state. So, yeah. And so.
I have
a
baby, though.
So, her daughter used to watch my daughter and Peter, and now she's having a baby. So, yeah, we're old, right? It's great, but it's not great. But congratulations. I texted Jen. I didn't know she knew. Two things. Controller wireless support. Can we just jump in and give me a quick explanation on that, Mr. Falkowski?
I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right. And then just one quick item that my third grader came home today super excited to tell us all about her trip to the state capitol and that the governor was Phil Murphy and they have an assembly and a Senate. And Dad, did you know that the assembly's sort of like Congress, only a little bit smaller? So to the teachers and staff who took the time for that trip, thank you. My child had a fantastic time. So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other old business? Nope. Seeing none, I'll move on to new business of the board. New business?
Yes. Oh, right there. Don't talk. I was very excited to attend the Hunterdon County Education Association Gala. It is a time when the County Education Association recognizes three individuals from our area as friends of education. These individuals have made a significant impact on public education in a variety of ways. This year's recipients were Archie Fagan, Steve DiLorenzo, and our very own Karen Smith. Representing Clinton Township. She received this award because of her extensive amount of volunteering over the last 8 years in the district. Not only has she volunteered with the PTA as president, corresponding secretary, and other committee chairs, she has also helped organize and run a publishing center at PMG. She has spent many hours working with students to build reading skills, inventorying and restocking classroom libraries, and organizing hundreds of books for guided reading programs and cross-curricular research. It is an honor for a member of our community to receive this. Congratulations, Karen.
Any other new business? No? Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to second recognition of the public. Same parameters apply here than they did earlier. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the podium, state your name. An address will be limiting this public comment section to 10 minutes.
Hi, my name is Maureen McSweeney. I live at 15 Foxfire Lane. I have two daughters that are in eighth grade this year. I've come to several Board of Ed meetings now because the contract, even though it should have been negotiated and settled years ago after whatever, is still not finished. So I didn't have anything prepared tonight, but I did want to stand up for the teachers and for the TAs. I think it's terrible and shameful how they're treated by the district. I understand that some things are out of people's control and there's budget issues and all of that kind of stuff, but I think things could be handled with more respect. I also think that they've spent a lot of extra money on legal fees and negotiating things that could have been used towards other stuff. I believe that they could have also, the reason they closed a school was because they were going to use that to get in more income. So I'd like to hear how the new income, how anything else has, I don't know how to say that correctly, things that have done to grown money for the budget, and about school choice and different other aspects, because our student population is decreasing every single year. So by not giving our teachers a contract and saying, oh, well, we'll figure it out the next time, or we'll figure it out the next time, everybody's been strung along now multiple times. Each contract for the last three that I've been, when my children have been in school, every single one has never been on time. They're 2 years late, they're 3 years late. It's a recurrent issue. The teachers are going, we're losing a lot of the teachers. The TAs are being disrespected and we're not keeping them. I understand there's financial constraints, but then maybe the mayor needs to be here also and other people in the community and not just an effort to and I know you guys have kids in the school and you appreciate the teachers too. But I feel that the Board of Ed spot is supposed to be, same with the superintendent, are supposed to be advocates. You're supposed to be there for our children, but you're there. If you're not there to help our teachers and represent our teachers, you might as well be regular government in the mayor in that office. Otherwise, if you're in this capacity, I would, as a parent, I think it would be helpful if you guys work towards helping the teachers and settling the things instead of having them put you guys in the middle as they're mediating back and forth. The last time it happened, everybody's like, oh, don't worry about it now. We're gonna have the mediator come in and we're gonna talk this out. You send the nice little rosy letter home saying all the blah, 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 checking all the boxes and nothing gets done and nothing is completed. And they're coming on their third year without a contract, and I think that's ridiculous. But I would like to say to the teachers and the TAs, I think you're wonderful. Thank you very much. You're appreciated. But I would go someplace else and look for work because nobody's going to have your back here. And it's going to continue because the numbers are going down.
We
Hi, my name is Susan Strait. I've lived here for 19 years. I am a taxpayer, and I'm also a school nurse in Clinton Township. Mr. Malloy, I appreciate that your daughter loved the field trip today. I've heard wonderful things. I would ask that the board please increase the sub-nurse pay. Without our substitute nurses, these field trips are not going to be able to be had. And I'm also not sure that you all are aware that the nurses are not always in the buildings that they're assigned to be in lately. For unforeseen circumstances, we're having to go from building to building, which is leaving off nurses' offices vacant. I think it's putting our district at a liability. So I do think that you guys should increase the sub pay. Thank you. And as far as the TAs, I think that they're amazing. I work with them every single day, and they are so good with the kids. So, thank you.
I'm Kelly Hale. I'm a teacher at Round Valley. I wasn't prepared to speak tonight. I wasn't planning on it anyway. My first job in Clinton Township, my very first job, was a TA position in Little Stars. I remember being hired. I couldn't wait. I got the job because nobody else could do it. This is a hard job. What did I know? I'm like, sure, I'll take the job. It was the best experience I ever had. I was trained by a teacher, Lizanne Bartram, who herself was a TA, who is now a second grade teacher. So the things that I learned in that first year in Little Stars from the staff that treated me and trained me gave me the things that I use every day in my classroom. So I know what it's like to be a TA. I know what it's like to be a teacher. I'm also on an inclusion team. I have a TA in my classroom usually every year. They become your right hand. They know they can pick things up and do things. I understand, we do understand about budgets, but what is missing is the personal connection. I feel like you do not know us. You do not know who we are and how dedicated. You can hear it, but please come and see it. Get to know us. The children are successful, like Anna. You know, I had her son Peter, who is thriving. And to hear she came into the classroom in tears telling us about Emily, that's why we're here, to see our kids grow and succeed. And if we do not keep our staff, Mrs. McSweeney, I don't want anyone to go anywhere. I don't, and you don't either. So we need to do something to keep our TAs, but we also need to keep our teachers. This is our district. We work really hard. We want to stay, but please make it that we want to.
Okay, I'd like to close the floor and ask for...
Someone's coming around.
Hi, my name is Nancy Kadri. I'm a teaching assistant at the middle school, and I've been with the district. I'm in my 17th year with the district. First of all, I couldn't let Stacy be the only teaching assistant to come up and speak, because this is a scary time for all of us. We can lose our job for saying things. And Stacy took a risk, and you can't be the only one coming up to do that. So thank you, Stacy, for speaking your mind, and please don't hold it against someone if they speak their mind, because this is a public event.
Excuse me. I can guarantee you that will not happen.
Okay, thank you, because I mean, it's a hard time, it's a scary time, and we put our heart and souls into what we do here, and we've put years into this. We care about the kids. That's why we're here. I'm not saying you don't think we care about them, but it is true that we feel like most people don't know what the day-to-day job is like and what goes into it and what people do to help our kids succeed. So it's hard when someone just says, we're going to let you all go, and then we'll post some jobs, and we'll hire some of you back. We don't know if that means full-time. We don't know if that means part-time. Most of us really need the health care, and so when it goes to part-time, we're going to lose that, and that may mean we can't do what we love to do because we can't afford to do it. So please just think about that when you're figuring out what comes next, because we're all just nervous and scared and waiting to hear what's coming next. Thanks.
This will be the last speaker right here. This is the last speaker.
Hi, my name is Elisa Kaser, 5 Country Oaks Road. I'm a parent in the district, and I never get up to speak because my job actually is behind the scenes for performing artists as a manager, and I don't like to speak in public, but I felt like I needed to get up tonight. I'm also a crier, so excuse me if I cry. But I moved here from Washington, D.C. in 2013, specifically for the schools. We left a very bad neighborhood. My son was 3.5 years old, and I may be doing the math wrong right now, but he was in a preschool program outside of the district, and the child study team at Clinton Township School District came and embraced our family and helped us get some help for my son. He was having lagging skills at the time. Certainly, you know, he's still having some issues, but we have some great teachers who have worked with him, and the TAs for his preschool first and second grade years were unbelievable, and I cannot thank you all enough. And right now, my frustration is that for the past few months, I can't talk to my teachers outside hours, and it's driving me bananas, and I know that they're upset about it too, so I just wanted to say I'm here just to say thank you to everyone. I know the board has a horribly hard job here too, but just thank you to everyone here for coming, and I hope that we can continue to have new faces, because I see a lot of people here that I haven't seen at these meetings before, and I've never spoken before. So anyway, thank you.
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, set forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. Whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within attorney-client privilege to the extent that a confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer, the nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, reviewing hearing information before the board pursuant to NJSA 18:A-37-13.2, attorney-client privilege, personnel and negotiations. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 120 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now therefore be it resolved that Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session only the above stated reason. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such a time as reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Mr. Malloy, second, please.
Second.
Second, Ms. Emery. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session. Looking for a motion, please,
motion.
To reconvene the meeting.
Motion? Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.